After the massive success of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story is back with The Assassination of Gianni Versace. It's screening on Foxtel's Showcase. Like its predecessor, this really is highly polished, exploitative trash. And I kind of mean that in the best possible way. The 1997 murder of designer Versace rocked the fashion world, and this series tries to make some sense of what happened. It weaves a flamboyant and convincing narrative about the path of killer Andrew Cunanan, basing its claims on Maureen Orth's highly contested book on the case, which was called Vulgar Favours. The production is lavish, and most of the casting and acting is either on point or acceptable. Gavin.
Yeah, I was surprised when I read that Darren Criss was going to be playing a serial killer, because obviously we all know him as Blaine, the lovely private schoolboy warbler from Glee. But he is great. He still has that sweet demeanor that we loved about him in Glee, but there's this viciousness just below the surface. But the scene, it's really quite full on. The scene that stuck with me from the pilot was him gaffer taping that guy's face up so that he couldn't breathe and dancing around in his underwear to Easy Lover in the first episode. It was completely disturbing, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of how the killer in American Psycho liked Huey Lewis in the News. I think Darren is great, and really he's playing against type there. We actually spoke to Darren about the role and about the show, so let's hear what he had to say.
I really hope that what we're doing is, not from my, from my work as playing Andrew, but the project itself, you hope that you're creating something. You're not just creating a spectacle or exploiting someone's tragedy for the sake of spectacle.
Yep.
That you have to justify doing this by creating something much more positive and trying to spur on a dialogue and a discussion and a real exploration of the other things that were going on here. We're not just talking about the murders, we're talking about the American crime of whether it's homophobia in the United States and an institutional level from government bodies like the FBI. Or Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military. And there's a lot of other things that are kind of surrounding this, which I think American Crime Story does a really good job of.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I totally agree with you, Gav, that Darren is fantastic in that role. There's something really, really quite American Psycho-ish about his portrayal. He sort of reminds me a little bit of all the kind of preppy boys I went to school with in the 90s. I always kind of suspected some of them had a darker side. But I have to admit, look, I didn't love this. I actually only made it through one episode, and that was only just. And I don't know if that was because my husband and I were watching it together and he was doing some elaborate eye rolls and a lot of, so like, when you're watching something and you're trying to get into it and someone's just like in your ear going, this sucks. It kind of felt a little bit to me, like I don't like the kind of high camp sort of, the kind of flamboyantness of this series. I quite like The People versus O.J. Simpson, but it just kind of feels like, and I get that there's something really pleasurable about watching kind of well-executed trash TV, but I just didn't love it. You guys are staring at me like I'm Coco Loco.
Oh, look, Sorry. It was trash, but it's well-executed trash. And I think some of the casting was great. Like, I think Edgar Ramirez looked amazingly like Versace.
Yeah,
really on point. And I also thought that Darren Criss was really convincingly screwed up as Andrew Cunanan. What about Ricky Martin, guys? I found that he cried a lot in this and possibly not a lot else.
I didn't realise Ricky Martin acted. I mean, did he do General Hospital or something back in the day?
Yeah, he did a daytime soap.
But
that's right.
I just couldn't see anyone but Ricky Martin, because obviously Ricky came to fame in the 90s, around the same time, the late 90s. And obviously he was 20 years younger. But I could only see Ricky Martin in that role. And the same with Penelope Cruz. I could only really see Penelope Cruz with a blonde wig on.
Yeah, no, I had a bit of an issue with Penelope Cruz, mostly because she doesn't look anything like Donatella Versace.
No.
She sort of looked a little bit like a movie star playing Donatella, like how Donatella would like to think of herself being and looking, which is a bit brutal, I suppose. But I did actually read a little bit about this series, and the family weren't that pleased about the fact that it was being made. But the producers, I don't know if you guys read this, but they actually did honour Donatella's wishes not to have her daughter Allegra mentioned in the series, right. Because which is interesting because Gianni actually left the Versace fortune to her. But yeah, so I kind of, it was hard to watch this without thinking about all the stuff I'd read about the making of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a bit of a misnomer, really, because it really is the story of Andrew Koonanen. I'm sorry I've said that wrong, haven't I?
Koonanen.
I was practicing before the podcast because it's not really, it's a little bit about the assassination of Gianni Versace, but it's really about Andrew's crimes and his backstory. Yeah. That is really the thrust of the show.
I didn't get far enough into it to kind of go down that route. Like, I just bailed out after the first series because it just all seemed a little bit. Just too soapy for me.
I mean, it's got Ryan Murphy all over it. And of course, it is the latest anthology from Ryan Murphy, who's also behind the American Horror Story series and also Feud.
Don't love that one either.
I don't love that one. I did like Feud, Betty and Joan, but obviously that came under fire from none other than Olivia de Havilland. How old is she now? Is she 100?
Or 1,000.
She's up there, yeah.
She's up there, and she was played by Catherine Zeta-Jones in Feud, but they're a little bit fast and loose with the truth on Feud. So, Matt, I know you're right across the history of the Gianni story. How close is this to the truth?
Well, there are some major, major issues with this portrayal of the story that don't really connect to what a lot of people close to the case say really happened, including the allegation that Andrew Koonanen, who was a serial liar and a fantasist, had a prior connection to Versace before he murdered him. People close to Versace say the claim of a prior connection is utter rubbish. Right. And given Koonanen's history of spinning fictional tales about his life, his claims about them knowing each other have to be taken with a large grain of salt.
Right.
Also rejected by Versace's family is the claim that he was HIV positive. And now that diagnosis is given a lot of time in the first couple of episodes. And there's a couple of moments in here beyond the factual that were a little too much for me, a little too silly. Like the autograph hunter in the opening scenes who was seen ecstatically soaking her copy of Vogue with Versace's
blood. That's when
blood.
I kind of tapped out.
Yeah.
Like.
In the opening scenes.
Yeah. And then the wannabe model who's comically seen parading in front of the cameras at the murder scene in a Versace outfit. Some of the weirder stuff, though, in the show that you would think was fictional turned out to be true, like the fact that there was a white dove that was shot dead on the steps along with Versace. Yeah. That really happened.
That?
It's very strange.
That's so weird.
It's very strange.
Because of the whole way that the first episode was shot, I was kind of all half expecting there to be a little tiny coffin for the, you know, a little tiny autopsy of the bird. Like, I was just sitting there going, oh, God, this is... But then I, like, did a bit of Googling. I'm like, oh, my God, that was legit. That legit happened. How weird.
I think the bird is actually seen in the morgue scene, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I was, like, waiting for the little tiny blue sheet to be lifted off its little dove head.
Yeah,
weird.
Right. Now, obviously, all 9 episodes are available to binge at once, but my question is, I haven't got to 9. I kind of am in the middle of episode 3. Did it need to be 9 episodes? Is there enough story to warrant that many episodes? Obviously, as we said, it's not just about Gianni Versace. It's really about Andrew. I'm not going to say his surname because I always get it wrong. Is his story enough to cover 9 episodes, or kind of could they have done it with 6? And will you want to binge 9 episodes?
I can legit say that I won't be binging 9 episodes. Just felt way too overacted and overwrought for me.
Well,
I would say no, Matt.
Yeah, there is a long story surrounding Andrew Koonanen's bloody reign of terror because I live with a real life crime freak who loves watching documentaries about this stuff. So I've seen a number of docos about this crime, and you know it's a long journey that he had from his first horrible crimes until he killed Versace. So there is a lot of material to go with. It's just whether you want to stick with that sort of thing or not.